Tariffs bogging down the apple industry. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Jim Blair, president and CEO at U.S. Apple, says exports of Washington apples have dropped considerably over recent years thanks to the 50% price increase currently imposed by China. He noted what had been a bright spot for American apple growers has really fallen off thanks to the trade war initiated by the previous administration.
We had hopes that the new administration was going to come in and undo those tariffs. And to the contrary, they're getting a lot of push from influential organizations and labor unions and others to not only maintain the tariffs, but even expand them. And that would just be absolutely the wrong thing for U.S. agriculture.
Blair added, recent comments from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and USTR Catherine Tai indicate nothing will change in D.C. anytime soon.
This administration is not looking to change the trade disputes, the tariffs with China currently, even though they're getting a lot of advice from U.S. agriculture to enter new trade deals, but that's not going to happen anytime soon. U.S. Apple's been meeting with the Biden administration since just after the election, and we've been making that case over and over again, and I have to tell you, it's tough sledding.
Blair said he would like to see someone take up the battle and fight for U.S. agriculture. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.